Rave Radio. Gary K's Almost Daily Rants and Raves.
The Week.
The Women in AV Wavecast.
Green AV.
It's Thursday, March 4th, and it's time for my daily rants and raves. Or should we say almost daily rants and raves, because I don't do them every single day. I do them when there's something important to say. Daily Rants and Raves and all of our Rave Radio podcasts, including our Women in AV monthly podcast, our Green AV monthly podcast, and our The Week podcast, brought to you by Joel Rollins, is sponsored by, all of them are sponsored by Mitsubishi Electric. You can check them out at MitsubishiElectric.com. In fact, I want to talk today about something that's related to Mitsubishi Electric, as well as everybody in the home AV market. Acer, for example, has just launched a $550 720p 3D home theater projector. 2,500 ants and lumens is what they're claiming. 13,000:1 contrast ratio is what they're claiming. And even if they're slightly exaggerating their specs, which we don't know because we haven't tested it yet, it doesn't really matter. The point of me pointing this out is that market has become a commoditized projector market. And that is obviously hurting the home AV market significantly. The home AV market has had three straight down years of performance. There are a number of home AV manufacturers that are switching to not only manufacturing commercial AV products, but also digital signage products. In fact, in surveying the home AV integrators recently, it was found that their second largest market segment that they're attacking now behind home theater market is not smart homes, is not whole home automation, it's not distributed audio. In fact, it's digital signage. So citing home theaters as their largest market or their primary market, their second market being digital signage, and then their third market being whole home audio distribution. That is a significant shift. What that tells us is, and what that tells you and should tell all of us listening here, is that the home AV market is not recovering right now. So that's being felt by not only the manufacturers but the integrators out there, and we don't see a recovery of the home AV market in 2013. This year, Cedia, it'll be interesting to sort of watch how that develops and where that goes, because it's not boding well for the performance of that that show, although Cedia puts on an amazing show and a great show.